Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. What's good, everybody? This is Ian Walker, Stuff Podcast Show, here with another episode, episode 5. I'm glad to still be on to give you guys an episode. Yes, this episode is a bit late this week due to, you know, the whole 4th of July thing. Felt like assassinations was happening on the 4th, you know, on them dang fireworks popping off. Fireworks are supposed to be illegal, but apparently nobody gets that memo. It don't look like that. I was on the streets of Palestine, which is good. You know, with all the smoke and stuff that usually comes with that, during this time. Last year was nuts. I mean, the smoke and debris was everywhere. And, you know, shots popping off like in the worst way. People's like, oh, those are fireworks. No, that was heavy artillery. Okay, that was weaponry, okay, going off. That's what that was. Anyways, so yeah, I'm back here with another episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Hopefully I get a little bit less noise. I usually record on Sundays, but I didn't last night for that very reason, to avoid all of the fireworks and things going off. I didn't want to have to deal with that and edit all that crap out, which would have been next to impossible. Anyways, so thank you again, guys, for listening to the podcast, this week. I was supposed to put up the video for the Sophie Marks interview. I will be doing that, actually on Wednesday of this week. I had some things go on with my computer, so I wasn't able to put up that interview, but it will be up this week, and I'm gonna get that taken care of. If you want to continue supporting the podcast, I have the patreon.com page, the stuff, patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, all the socials at thestuffpodcastshow.com. Leave me comments, you know, suggestions, whatever you like. And if it's cool enough, I'll put it on the show. All right. Perusing through news, I came across an article. I have some stuff that I'm going to be talking about today. excuse me. It's going to be about some, I had an interesting comment was made by somebody that I want to talk about regarding friendship, human nature, attraction, all that stuff. So I want to bring that up. And, right now, I just finished reading an article. This is movie news now. There is an actor. This was off comicbooknews.com, comicbookreporter, comicbooknews.com, I believe. Stephen Dorff was the guy who played Deacon Frost in the first Blade film. He was the actor that played Deacon Frost, and he had something to say about Black Widow. The new Black Widow movie that's coming out, I believe, next week. But this dude is saying that it looks like trash. Now, mind you, he's never even seen the movie. He said he's not even going to give it a chance. Okay. Now, there's some things where it's like, okay, if you're not going to give something a chance, you know, I understand if you have a reason behind that, you know, but I can't help but think his reasoning has ulterior motives. Problem is, nobody has heard of Stephen Dorff in years. Okay. So my first instinct is dude's just trying to get some attention again. And unfortunately for him, the only people that picked it up was comicbooknews.com. There's only a certain niche, audience of people that is going to reach. It's not going to reach anybody. You're still unheard of. No one has heard of you, Mr. Dorff, anymore. You're done. And after your abysmal performance as Deacon Frost in Blade, you were no longer in the public eye. And two, no one asked you. Nobody asked you to be embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson. He said in the article he was embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson. He was embarrassed for everybody that worked in the MCU. He doesn't want to be in a Marvel project, blah, 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 blah. No, dude, you wanted to be in a Marvel project. I'd be willing to bet that you even auditioned for a couple of the projects. I wouldn't be surprised if you auditioned for Loki. You look like you could play or pull off Loki. You tried it and failed and you got mad. And nobody wants you because they remembered you in Blade and were like, nah, we good. And also think about how notoriously, supposedly he's very difficult to work with, Steven Dorff. I don't know how true that is. But the fact that nobody probably, you got rejected and nobody wants to work with you ticked you off. So now you're running off at the mouth because no one's asked you to work in the MCU, which could have been the biggest payday in the world for you and got you back in people's eye. But nobody has said nothing. So you decide to pop off at the mouth about something that nobody asked you about. And no one really cares about what your opinion is. Cause nowadays everyone goes to the theaters to watch it for themselves and they create their own opinions. No one looks at movie critics' opinions anymore. So why do you think they're going to look after washed up actors' opinion? They're not. They're just not. So Mr. Dorff. Sit down, have several seats, keep your comments to yourself, and keep your hands and arms and feet in the vehicle at all times. Okay? Because and go somewhere. Because nobody cares. Nobody cares. Don't pop off at something you have no information about and that you don't think it is. To me, Black Widow looks cool. I'm very excited to see it. I think it's taken a very long time for Black Widow to get her own film. I think she got shafted, and screwed over by the MCU for it to be waiting this long for her to have her own film. And to Scarlett Johansson's credit, she's actually, dealt with that nonsense in a very classy manner. So my hat's off and respect to her for that. She's taken her shine where she can get it. And, I personally think that Scarlett Johansson was done pretty dirty. As far as her role in the Black Widow character is concerned, Black Widow should have been had her own solo film out. And that's just my opinion. That should have been done, but it is what it is. She's taking her lumps and she's enjoyed playing the character and she's dealing with this in a very cool way. So my respects off to her, but Steven Dorff, please drive off into the sunset and don't come back. Okay. Just don't. So there was a poll that I took on Instagram last week, and it was based on a conversation I had with somebody at work that said something very interesting to me. You know, I'm all about human nature and how, you know, humans and everybody kind of interact with each other. It's something that's a little fascinating to me. One of the things that he mentioned was that it's human nature for us to be drawn to people that are attractive to us. I believe in that to a certain extent. Yes, I do. I believe in that more so when it comes to like romantic relationships. But this person was talking about that in concerns with friendships. So this person was saying that in friendships, we are drawn to people. We decide to become friends with who we are attracted to. This is people of the opposite sex, by the way, not same sex, but opposite genders. That is okay. So anybody of the opposite gender, we tend to be drawn to friends that are attractive to us. If we are friends with somebody that is less attractive, it is usually by proxy, which means we're either introduced to someone in that way, or it is through a situation that is beyond our control. Like, for instance, somebody you meet at work, and that you're hanging out with literally 8 hours out of your day. You know, naturally you kind of become friends with those people in a general sense. So I put this poll up on Instagram. 60% said true and 40% said false. And in fact, one of the people commented, this is House of Darkner, commented that in a general sense, he's saying it's mostly based on personality, common likes, dislikes, and all of that, which is true. I think, you know, I mean, especially if it's a woman that kind of has that, you know, something about them that kind of, is an attractive, like, personality feature, or like if they have something that's cool. Like I've many a time found, you know, a woman that has certain things that I like. Like I said, I'm in a comic book, superheroes, things like that. So, you know, I see them with Star Wars shirt on, or I'll see them with something that I'm interested in, and I just spark up a conversation, you know? And if they're super cool, and if they know what they got on, and can talk to me about it, boom, you know, we become friends. The attraction part matters not. So, I mean, I don't know if that person is just kind of shallow. I mean, I kept my mouth to myself, which shows a lot of growth on my part. Because before, I would usually just be like, dude, you're shallow. I go off. But generally, it's always about personality, likes and dislikes, and similar interests. Even no matter, especially with friendships. So in that case, I mean, I don't know if that was a situation where, you know, to me, somebody who does that kind of already has ulterior motives, you know? So it's just kind of interesting to me that they would think that and that they would say that. It's like, oh my God. You know, I do think, you know, inherently, and, you know, human beings are selfish by nature. But when it comes to connection and when it comes to certain things that, you know, we need, I mean, I think that still takes over. You know, we have to find those similarities between each other. You're not naturally going to be friends with somebody that you don't have anything in common with. It's not every day. You know, I'm not going to go up to somebody and be like, hey, my name is so-and-so, mayonnaise is my favorite condiment. I eat it every single day and it's delicious and it gives me life like coffee gives you life. There is a 80% chance I'm probably not going to be friends with that people. Not because they're a horrible person, but if I were to sit up there and watch them eat mayonnaise as their friend, I would probably be losing my stomach all the time. And that to me is just a definition of a toxic friendship. Why would I put myself in that situation? So, you know, and like I said, 80%, because there's that small 20%, you know, everybody's, it's possible to make friends with everybody. But, seriously, on a serious note, you know, you're not, it looks that to me shows an ulterior motive. That proves you out looking for something else. Now that's not to say that if you're a man that is looking for, you know, love or something like that in particular, you know, and you end up becoming friends with that person. See, that of the opposite sex. See, later on, or woman looking for a guy, be friends with whatever. Again, there's that ulterior motive. You're looking for romantic interest possibly down the line in the future. So I kind of had to sideways glance a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I kind of was like, wow. All right. Well, that's cool. I mean, I do believe that humans are naturally attracted to other people that are attractive. You know, they are, but that's not going to be like, oh, you're not attractive, so I'm not going to be friends with you. That is a no. That's just 100% not true at all. It's kind of jacked up. And there's a whole other subject, you know, a whole other discussion. You could talk about that, you know, the quote, ugly friend in the group or whatever. But that's more of a whole social thing. that, you know, I'm not trying to get into right now, but I don't think, I really sincerely don't believe that attraction and looks have anything to do with wanting to create a friendship with someone of the opposite sex at all. I think it's more, unless you have an ulterior motive, it's going to be more of likes, dislikes, and personality, and knowing and learning about what that person is about. So that's where I come from with that. I'm curious to know you guys' thoughts. I'm going to throw it out there to you guys. If you guys are listening to the podcast, you guys see me or anything like that on Instagram, shoot me a comment. Let me know what you think of this subject. Have you been in situations where you have, you know, been friends with someone of the opposite sex because you thought they were attractive, guy or girl? Has this happened? And if you were attracted to them, can you say honestly that it wasn't without an ulterior motive, with the hope of a possibility of getting with them in the future? Because see, if you're going, I gotta say, if you get with somebody based on their looks, there's something you want at the end of the day. It's not because you're building a, you want to build a legitimate, you know, friendship with somebody. I mean, yeah, you will by default if they, you know, if they reject you initially or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, we could be friends. And then that happens. But at the end of the day, still, you're hoping and waiting for that shot. You know what I'm saying? There's still, that possibility that you're waiting for. But have you gone up to somebody of the opposite sex and just been like caught up, struck up a conversation where you're in a Starbucks or whatever, wherever you're at, and just been like, hey, you know what? Let me get your number, man. You're super cool. You know, whatever. We'll talk about anime or whatever on another time, or movies or whatever the else it is. You know, has that ever happened? I'd like to know your experiences. Look, get at me on Facebook, Instagram, at The Stuff Podcast. Y'all leave me a message and we'll go from there. Let me know what you think, Loyals. So I was looking at a video of some like boyfriends and girlfriends, I don't know, husband and wives playing pranks on one another. And I've seen a couple of challenges, you know, little games they play like on TikTok and stuff. And they seem, you know, some of them seem kind of fun. Like they have, one where they tie a water bottle to a ceiling and, you know, blindfold it. And then they go do that. And then, there's another one. This is a recent one, like a tortilla slap challenge or something like that, where they play rock, paper, scissors. If they lose, they don't get slapped in the face with a tortilla. Seems kind of funny. And then there's like, and then there's the pranks that are more physical in nature where, you know, they'll put a, fill a blow dryer full of flour or something and turn it on and, you know, to do that. It's a bunch of them. Throwing off fireworks, they'll light fireworks and the popping's going off and they're freaking out. They're like, let it roam, you know, playing fun tricks and stuff like that on each other. And then they will, you know, have run out the room. But I saw another one that kind of hugely rubbed me the wrong way. And this was one, again, this was a couple. They put her boyfriend was asleep and she put like 6 live roaches now on her boyfriend while he was asleep. Now, why in the world would you do that? Just to get a laugh and go on social media and get some laughs. That to me is just going too far. You know, and I love a good prank as much as anybody else, you know, cause pranks are fun. I think they do deepen a relationship. It kind of, you know, makes a relationship fun, keeps everything going, you know? But when you go that far, it's like, wow, you're not only affecting that person, but also too, like, if you don't get them roaches, them roaches escape. Now you got roaches in your house because them suckers breed and they're going to be infesting your house. I was like, man, that's just doing way too much right there. That's not okay. That ain't cool. That is not cool. It is not right. And I thought that was just
Not cool. Not okay. What do you guys think of something like that in particular? Would you ever take, have you ever played a trick on anybody like that before? You know, putting roaches or bugs on somebody. Like, putting bugs on somebody is one thing because you know, you want to get a reaction or whatever. Maybe that's what that was. It was a reaction factor type of thing. But I was like, roaches, though, of all things you're going to put on somebody, why would you put roaches on somebody? Because that's not only a danger to, I mean, to you, but I mean, you know, that's not going to mess up your house. Because them suckers breed and now you got roaches in your house. That's nasty. Why would you do that? Why do you think that's okay? No. Mm-mm. No bueno. No bueno at all. So are there any couples out there right now that, you know, have fun with their significant others? You guys playing pranks on each other? Do you guys, like, you know, do fun games together? You know, I mean, is that a thing that you guys enjoy? I personally, I know when and if I get married again, I would like to, you know, personally have some situations where I can just have fun, you know, with my girl, my wife, and, you know, cause I think that's relationship bonding too. When you're able to just have fun, everything's not always serious and all of that, but you know, it just shakes things up and mixes it up a little bit. And I think that's important to have for a relationship, to just have some fun and play pranks on each other and just not take each other so seriously. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now. You know, when you come home to your home, you should have a good time. I think it's something that's pretty important that everybody should have. Do you guys do that in your relationships? Have you thought about it? Have you seen so many things? Oh, I want to try it. You know, I want to try that out with my girl or with my, you know, husband or wife or whatever and see how that goes. Like, you know, Nerf battle fights, Nerf gun fights. Do you have those? Play pranks? Do you guys play games all the time? What kind of things do you guys do to have fun and not take each other so seriously? And would you ever do it? Or is everything, you know, straight business? All business all the time. Is that what it is? Do you think it's healthy for a relationship for you to have a little fun? You know? And if you haven't had it recently, is that something that you'd be willing to start doing to add another dynamic to the relationship that could be fun? Let me know you guys' thoughts. You guys know where to hit me up at on the socials. You guys know where to go, but I like to hear your thoughts and opinions on that and see what you guys think. All right. And that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for joining in and listening to today's episode. I appreciate it so very much. If you guys have any suggestions, feedback, questions, comments, concerns for the show, you can reach me by email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. On social media, you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at The Stuff Podcast Show. I always make it a point to respond to each and every one of my comments and messages, so I'll definitely get back to you. And also, if you want to become one of the loyals, don't forget to support the show if you like what you hear by becoming a part of the Patreon community at patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. Soon I'll be doing some special patron-only movie nights and episodes for all you loyals out there that support the show. Just a little show of my thanks and appreciation for you. So that's the plans for the future. So with that, thank you again for the love and support, and I will see you all next Monday for another episode of The Stuff Podcast Show.